I'm glad you're here, Dominic. I want to introduce everybody, kind of give them a little backstory. Dominic Hanger, outside linebacker, or what are you, middle linebacker?
Yeah, inside linebacker.
Inside linebacker. So just a little history on that. I've known Dominic since what? First grade?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, you played when I had a youth football team called the Rams. It was you, it was your brother, and I thought I was gonna get the third one, man, but we disbanded before all that happened. Yeah. But I mean, I've known you, man. I feel like just watching you grow up over the years, I mean, you played at Chandler, you know, you went to U of A. Well, not went, you're still there now, you know, so it's like I've known you and I've like watched you grow over the years. And like when I saw you for the first time, I hadn't seen you, guys, probably been a couple years. So when I first saw you down at U of A, my first thing was like, damn, because as an old dude, you know, I remember Lil Dom. And it was like, nah, I'm not Lil Dom no more.
Yeah, it's crazy going through all that stuff, you know, like reconnecting with dudes back at U of A, you know, like being rivals in high school.
Yeah,
a little fun. So. Yeah. It's been real cool. So I connect, reconnect back up.
Yeah, absolutely. So since you talked about Chandler, like I'm just because I know for us, you know, he chose to go to Hamilton because that was like where he grew up. Like, what made you choose like going to Chandler over Hamilton or any other schools around here?
So other than my brother going there, before that, like we'd always go to the Chandler game to see like, you know, Bryce Perkins, Chase Lucas, you know, all them, like. And be like, dang, like I want to do that. Yeah. Like on that, like the field looked real nice. Like the fans were super, like supportive. Like people love Chandler football like a lot. So, you know that too. Like it just, you know, sounded like a like fun time. And all my friends went there too from youth ball. So, you know.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean because Deuce was the same way with Hamilton. It was like his sister went there. She did Palm, but it was like we would go to all the games and be a part of that atmosphere. And so he would see it, and he was always just like, I'm going to Hamilton. I'm going to Hamilton, which for me, I was like, cool. That's what we're zoned for. But, you know, when it came time to make that decision, it was, you know, we come fresh off our suspension, so we're dealing with all that nonsense. And it was like, man, are you sure you really want to go here versus going to Chandler? He's like, nah, Dad, I've always wanted to go to Hamilton. So, you know, he stuck with that. So now you're a year behind Deuce, or you saying, you're a year. So his senior year was your junior year.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember, like, so you were playing JV his junior year, were you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that was when y'all beat us out there at Desert Vista, man. Yeah. Dude, that hurt so bad, man.
Were you
at the game?
Yeah, I got pulled up. I was on kickoff and stuff, but I didn't really contribute that much.
No, you were out there, though, man.
Being out there, though, like, it was crazy. Like, that was probably one of the craziest, like, atmospheres, like, in high school I ever played in.
Yeah, it was great, though. I remember because I never played for one in high school, so that was always something I wanted for Deuce. Like, hey, man, I really want you to play for a championship. So when we played, I'm like, because the earlier that season, y'all whooped our butt, too. It was that Geico Bowl.
Yeah. I remember that.
I was like, man, I was like, I'd rather get whooped like that than to lose by, like, 3 points. Because when you get beat by 3 touchdowns, like, dude, you're clearly better than us.
Yeah.
And so when we got the opportunity to see y'all again, man, I was just like, oh, this is great. We get a championship. We going to beat them. Man, when we lost that game, bro, that hurt so bad. Oh, y'all, all that blue came rushing on the field.
Yeah.
How exciting was that for you, though, to be a part of that?
Yeah, well, it was crazy because that was me and my brother's last game together. So we went through, like, that whole season, like, last home game, you know, and then it got to the last game. It's like, dang, like, you know, I play with him, with you guys and all that. So just, like, after the game, like, all the pictures and stuff, like, just like great memories and stuff.
Did you cry?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I'm
bit.
Like, you over there acting tough.
No, yeah, because he was on there for the last play on that kick, and like just seeing him out there, like I saw him celebrate, like throw his helmet up, and I was like, dang, like that's so cool. Like,
I was happy for you guys, man, because I knew a lot of kids over there. You know, growing up, you know, we all played in the same football. Yeah,
small world.
Yeah, it's very small football world, and it was like, man, I was happy for you guys, but I remember, like, Deuce coming to the fence, man, and, you know, y'all were crying, like, tears of joy. You were like, man, that's my brother. I'm not going to see him. I'm not going to play with him no more. It was like, Deuce was just like, what else could I have done? And I was like, oh, that hurt me so bad, man.
Yeah, well, I know how he feels because we lost my junior year. We lost in the state championship to Saguaro.
Yes.
It was just by a couple points, too, like 5 points. So, you know, I know how he felt, like, coming to the sidelines, like, seeing my parents. You know, I was just – just that feel, I know that feeling, that look on your face, you know, like, really, what more could I have done?
Right,
you know,
it's like, and as a parent, you feel lost because it's like, you went out there and you played your ass off, man. Yeah. You did everything that was asked of you. You left it on the field. And
yeah,
it's like when you lose, man, it's like you don't even know what to say to a kid. Like, you don't have words for him. Yeah. Man. It just hurts.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because anything my mom said, I really didn't pay much attention to. I was just, like, thinking, like it was just a game replaying in my head, you know. Yeah. So it's, like, something tough. And even – like this last Sunday, I coached little kids in the championship. We lost too.
Yeah. Come on, man! We were winners when you were little.
I know. But we went up against a good team, and like I got them all ready to go. And you know, after they lost, they were playing all hard. And I don't know, it's just like you can't really say much to them because they're just so like I don't know.
So lost, man. Like so now, I mean, so you're coaching little kids. So yeah. That's great. I love that because I know how it was for me, man. It was a growing experience with you guys. It was like I started out in the beginning. It's like, okay, so it's got to be NFL. Then it's like these are little babies. Like you gotta kind of cater to what they do. So you spend so much time with them. You're invested with them. It's just like they become like your kids.
So
talk about that.
Yeah, so we started. It was like 9 weeks ago. And, you know, I was a little like once they gave me second grade, I was kind of wanting to get with the older kids, you know, early, you know. But I was like, second grade, you know, I wonder what can I do with that. And I really just started like fundamentally, like, you know, just the little things, you know, that they find fun. So I started doing little drills, you know, just like getting to know them. And it kind of like grew on me a little bit, you know, like every week I was kind of getting excited to see them, you know, have a good time. And, you know, I was just like seeing the look on their faces, like when they're scoring touchdowns and like celebrating, you know. I don't know, it's just like full circle. And like my dad came down and watched, and he was like, hey, this was when I was coaching you in second grade. And I was like, dang, like it's crazy, you know, how fast like time really flies.
It really does. Cause like I said at the beginning, man, I remember little Dom like just trying to explain like, hey, this is where you need to go on the blitz, and you'd be running around because you were always younger than everybody else, so you always played with your brother, which was great. And I was like, God, I gotta figure out how to get him on the field. And I was like, you're just gonna be a blitzing linebacker, just go whatever you see, just go get it. And it's like there'd be times where you just be standing there and I'm like, what are you doing? I don't know. So I know you deal with that out there, man.
That's great.
So y'all lost.
Yeah.
Like, what do you say to them when they lose like that? What did you say to them? What was your
speech? I say, you know, you guys played hard, you know, like you did all you could, like kind of the had a great season, you know, like you did all you could. Like, I mean, we put that team, you know, Noah Fafita, that was it was his team, and they haven't lost in like 3 years.
Oh, man. So when you take over, you got a lot of pressure.
They lost to him last year in the championship too, and I was like, you know, just do all you can, you know, just do your job, and like, you know, however it works out. And you know, at the end it was like, I don't know, they were excited though. They were happy because they put up like no points against them last time, so we put up like 30, you know. And so they were like excited about that, so they weren't too sad. So it was fun though.
Was Noah out there coaching?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because I know how it is for me. You're going against your teammate, you're going against, you know, y'all are teammates, but it's like, I want to beat him. Do you feel like you get caught up in that sometimes?
Yeah, you know, a little time. Sometimes I did, you know, and I have to take a step back and be like, you know, let me relax
a
little bit. Yeah. So, it definitely got competitive because, I mean, you know, you'd be talking in the locker room, like, you know, just like shooting the shit sometimes. Just like, oh, yeah, I beat you last Sunday.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
it's nothing crazy, but, you know, it's just a little quick jab here and there. So, It gets fun, though.
Yeah, I know. So, now, when you were at Chandler and you're playing, like, when you started deciding, like, where you wanted to go to school, like, what were your deciding factors? Like, what made you want to choose U of A over some other schools?
Yeah, so, well, I really wanted to go to U of A because my parents went there, you know, all that, and I always grew up going to the games, you know.
Okay.
So, but I wanted to be like close to home, but I also wanted to go to a school in Colorado, Northern Colorado.
Okay,
because I have a lot of family out there too, and like part of me wanted to, you know, get away from Arizona and start something new.
Yeah.
But then, like, I think the deciding factor was just like it's a good enough way, like an hour and a half from Tucson, so like it's far enough from home, but it's also close enough, like, you know, I can come down whenever. So
you get homesick.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So
I get that, because that was kind of my deciding factor to going to Chapel Hill. It was like, hour and a half, 2 hours from home. You're far enough away from home where you feel like you're on your own, but you can still see that life preserver if you need to come home and be like, I just missed you a little bit and I wanted to see you.
No, yeah, so, for sure.
So like, was when you came there, that was what, Fish's second year there?
Yeah.
Like, how much did he play in, like, getting you there, getting you to come there, or was it just strictly about the school and your parents?
He played a good part. He had a good message. Like, he really promoted, like, the family culture, and, like, coming from Chandler, like, it's all about Ohana family. It was sort of the same message I saw in a lot of former Chandler players went there, like Gunner and Malik. Yeah. I don't know if Malik was there at the time. Isaiah Johnson. You know, a lot of people were over there. You know, so they kind of said, like, yeah, like, you know, it's the same type of feeling. So I was kind of bought in on that for sure.
That was, it was a little different. Like, for us, when Deuce decided to go, it was like, you know, hearing what the message, like you said, like, you came from Chandler where you had that kind of that family environment with the whole, like, Polynesian. And so it was like, for you, that was an easy transfer from, Chandler to there. But for us, coming from Hamilton, you don't have that. It's a little bit different. So that was, like, one of the first things that I noticed when I got there. I was like, wow, there's a huge Polynesian influence here.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, Deuce loved it. And so it was just like something that he really felt comfortable with too. And so it was like, you know what, I think this is a place for you. And it was kind of a similar thing with, it's close enough to home where you're not gonna be down here every day checking on me, bugging me. But if things go wrong, I got somewhere I can run home to. Cause, you know, he had a couple times where he came home and I'm like, what are you doing here? And he's like, no, I just came home. What's going on. And then he'd be like, okay, and then he'd tell me what's going on. I'm like, you don't come home for nothing. So like, now this is, and, you know, and like I talked to you earlier, whatever, you don't want to edit out anything, but when you got that message, we were talking about it earlier about the whole, like, Fish thing, and when he left, and when he left to go to Washington, like, how did that affect you? Like, you know, emotionally, how did you feel? Did you feel, like, betrayed? Did you feel like, oh, I get it? Like, you know, what was that like for you?
Yeah, so at first I was like, dang, like, all the stuff he was talking about, like, he was just talking about, like, winning a national championship, and then the next day he's gone, you know? So, you know, after that, it took a little bit for me and my teammates to kind of just, like, I don't know, really, like, reflect on it and, like get it from his perspective. Yeah. Like, really, like, if you were him, like, getting all that offered over there, like, it was really a better, you know, better offer. So, I mean, we were kind of just, like, respective of that at the end of the day. So, and just moved on to the next. But it did, like, at first, you know, everyone's like, oh, transfer, you know, like, where am I going to go? And, you know, I mean, it's different for everybody.
Absolutely.
So for me, it was like, do I really have, is there something better out there? Like, really, for me, like, I haven't played at all. Like, you know, I just got scout team tape, you know, like, there's not much, like, out there for me other than, like compared to someone who's, like, played full season.
Got film,
the stats. So at the end of the day, I just took a step back, you know, I was like, you know, I'm going to see where this goes, and I think it'll be better for me to stay here.
Was that something like you went over with your family? Because I know for us, when we did that, you know, Deuce called, and, you know, I can say it because he's not here. He was in a panic. Like, he was just like, you know, these are the guys that brought me in. You know, I came here because of this, and now they're gone. Like, how much did your family play into that? Because I know for us, it was a stressful time.
Yeah. Well, they also, they're a big part. They also, told me, like, you know, I mean, they'll respect whatever I do, but, you know, they gave me their own two cents of, like, stay and, you know, wait. You don't be so, like, rushed to just find something else, you know. Like, it's not, the grass isn't always greener, you know, for some people. So they're, like, for you, it might be better just to stay and see what happens, you know.
I mean, that's good, though, man, because, like I said, it was just so much going on at that time. And, you know, you guys coming off a 10-3, you coming off a bowl game. It was just, the expectations were through the roof.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking forward to next season, and I'm looking forward to all these things. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're hit with this, like, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah.
And now you're left scrambling because you're like, what do I do? How do I handle this as a parent? I got to talk my kid through this. I got to help my kid with that. Like, did you talk to any teammates, like, to just say, like, hey, you know, get a vibe of what are you guys thinking?
Yeah, so actually, like, the way you know, where Deuce, we live like right next to each other.
So I know about that apartment complex. Good God.
Yeah, the little townhome. So everyone always comes over to our house. So after we found out, everyone just started like naturally just coming in and like we were all sitting around and talking and like, it was kind of 50-50 on like who's wanting to leave and who's wanting to stay. Right. And we were all like getting like bouncing ideas off each other, like trying to see where everyone's at. And like, I think everyone was like kind of like with the same idea at the end of the day, like stick around, like just wait till they see like who the new guy is, like wait till you find a little bit out. So, you know, I think we all like, I think that was a big part, like all of us coming together, because it was all of us freshmen just got here in like the summer. So we were all like in the same boat kind of. So I think that was like a big part, just keeping everyone there.
See, that's my big thing is like, and I'm glad you said that, because it gives people a perspective that they don't know about, because, you know, like we were talking earlier, the fans are just, it's all about my team, and they don't understand when this stuff happens, like it's a ripple effect through the entire team. And now these young men who are 19, 20 years old have to make these huge life-changing decisions. And so to hear you talk about how you guys came together, you discussed it. It's like, okay, I get it. You're a sophomore. You're a junior. You've got tape. You know, it wasn't just, oh, I'm just going to go out and, you know, I don't care, and I'm just going to jump in the portal. It was like, you actually gave it some thought, which is awesome, man.
No, yeah, there's a lot more thought than like just the fan. All the fan sees the decision, not the thought that goes into it. So there's a lot of thought and a lot of like emotion behind it. So I think there's more to it than what people think, for sure.
Absolutely, man. I mean, they don't understand what you guys go through, and it's like, I've been through it, I've seen it, and you know, we're as parents of football players, you're behind the scenes and you see the emotional toll. You see your kids coming home and they have tears in their eyes because they don't know. Like, you're asking me to make this huge life changing decision. I'm 19 years old. Like, this is way too much. So, it you know, for us, it was like we did the same thing. You know, Deuce talked and we talked to him on the phone. It was, you know, me and his mom, we discussed things, and it was like, let's play it out, man. Let's see who they bring in. Go talk to him. How do you feel about the conversations? Like, get a feel of what's going on before you jump out there and make, you know, any crazy decisions. So, like, was a part of, like, your decision-making process when the new coaches got there, were you like, okay, let me talk to them? And how much did they make you feel like, okay, I'm making the right decision by staying?
Yeah, so I talked to him, and he was like, he was more of like, you know, just like, wait, let me, like, trust the process. Let me build this staff together. Let me put all the pieces to the puzzle together, and like, if you don't like it, then you're free to go. But I'm like, more chance than not, you will like it. And, you know, just preaching, like, you know, just trust the process. That was really it. So, I mean, that's really all you can do at that point. Yeah. Like, you just get there, you know, you got a whole team of you coming, like a whole team of players coming at you, like within a week, trying to ask questions, you know. Yeah. So you can only say so much. Like, you don't want to promise people everything, because you know,
then you're a liar. So, you're a liar. Yeah. So, I mean, that's good, because it is. It's a process you have to go through. It's like, is transferring best for me? And that's what I'm so glad you brought that up, because there's so many sides of it. And I've had people on here, and we've gotten into heated debates where some people love the transfer portal and NIL, whereas I'm kind of like, I don't know, and it's like, is this the best thing? And so, like, for us and with our family, it just, I mean, it was, gosh, it's finally finalized. Everything's done. So you're talking about almost 2 months of just going through all this, like, you know, the first month trying to figure out what you want to do. Is this the best decision? You know, you try to reach out to people and get their opinion and what you think, and people who've been through it, and you just try to build this big nest and try to figure out, is this what I want to do? Because it is scary. I mean, it's a huge decision to make. And so, I mean, I'm happy for you, man. Like, okay. Oh, yeah. So are you looking forward to spring practice?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're starting up, I think, 2 weeks after we get back. Okay. So, yeah, I'm super excited. Like, I know, like, no more surprises. Like, you know, wait, like, don't know what's coming. Like, I know what I'm doing. So, you know, I'm all ready to
That's
go.
Good. Yeah, that's excited, good, man, because spring practice is huge, man. I remember, you know, that's when I felt like I got the best, like, you know, during the season. And you know, and if you don't agree, please, I jump in. But I just felt like during the season, you can't really get as good or make the strides that you want to, because you're like, okay, I can't lift as hard. I can't do the things that I can do during spring ball. And spring ball for me, after I was redshirted, it was like, okay, this is where you got to make your bread now. I mean, do you still feel like this is where you're you're going to make a name for yourself at spring ball?
Oh yeah, for sure. This is like, this is where you get your name out there for sure. Like, this is where they make like the first like really roster type you know, so like the depth chart. So, you know, just go out there. I'm just trying to go out there and do my best and try to earn myself a name, earn a name for myself for sure.
Yeah. So you're not scared, are you?
No, I'm not scared. Well, a little bit, but like.
I'm not scared. That may have been a bad word to use.
No, it's a little bit of like self-pressure, like self-made pressure for myself, because I've been building this up and.
It's what you want.
Know, it is. It's what you want at the end of the day. And it's like either like make or break most of the time. So, you know. It's really what I need to get.
Okay. Now I want to ask you this, because like so much has changed from when I was in school, like the things that you guys have available to you. Do you feel like, my question is, what's the toughest thing of being an athlete and being a student at a university? Like, what do you find? Like, if you could go back and talk to day one Dominic, like what advice would you give day one Dominic?
Really, like, there's a lot of distractions out there, like, for sure, especially, like, going to school at U of A, you know, you got a lot of distractions in general, so.
Partying, girls, it's okay, you can go ahead and say it.
No, yeah.
I've been down there, I've seen the stands.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of distractions, and, like, really, you just gotta, like, stay within yourself, you gotta, like, do what you did, like, do what you say to yourself, like, keep your goals in mind, like, it's really hard to like stay focused, you know. Yeah, so, and especially the school, like, you know, you go out there, a big university, like it's different from a small little high school. Yeah. So, you know.
Well, you didn't come from a small high school.
It was pretty big, but I think just like the work, like the school work, it takes a little bit getting used to for sure. So, and like balancing, like, because it's a lot. You're a lot more like dived into football, like most of your time is like football, like outside of school. So. It's hard to like balance it at first, you know.
So it hasn't much changed then, because I remember my first year. So I give you young men a lot of credit, because I've seen it and I've seen guys do well. And I just remember my first year, I needed to be redshirted, bro. I'm not even gonna sit here and lie to you.
Yeah,
like you talk about those distractions, I was all in. I was head first into the distractions, like all the partying, the extracurriculars that come along with being a football player. Like I was 1,000% all in.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, I think for me, I'd be sitting here lying and say, you know, if I didn't want to experience some like just college stuff, you know, you get there like first couple weeks, you know, you think you have all this time, and you know, and now it's springtime, and you know, after you redshirted, now it's really like no more messing around type. You got like clock's ticking, you got to pick it up. So I didn't really like they always say, like, you know, oh, football's like coming to an end. Like they always used to say that, like at some point it will, you know. Yeah. So. And like recently it's been like, dang, like it's getting like already done with like first season, you know. Mm-hmm. So it just flies like that.
So how does that feel? Like, I mean, because I know for me, you know, when you're in the moment, you don't think about, oh, this is going to come to an end. You're like, oh my God, I'm a freshman. Okay, I got redshirted. I got 4 more years. Yeah. Then all of a sudden those 4 more years, you're like 2 more years, 1 more year. And you're like, dude, it's on me. And you know, even when it was in the NFL, it was like, you feel like this is going to go on forever. But when you reach that point where you're like, damn, you know, body's hurting a little bit. I'm not moving as fast. And you start looking at the athletes that are out there. You're like, shit, I don't even know if I could compete with these guys anymore, man. Because that was my big thing when I knew it was time for me to go. Because I'm just looking at the athletes around me. And, you know, 9 years NFL, you got 5 years of college, you know, however many years of Pop Warner in high school, that's a big toll on your body.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just funny when you say, like, when the road comes to an end, but you're still young, man. We have 3 years left?
Four.
Yeah, you got four, so you got a great opportunity to make the best of that, man. That's great. That's crazy. I feel like an old man, bro, sitting here talking to you, because I literally remember, like, little six-year-old Dominic, and now I'm sitting here talking to you, and I'm like, it's a grown man now. He's not a little boy anymore. So you're gonna feel like that when you talk about coaching that little team. You're gonna see some of those boys one day, and they're just gonna reach out to you and they're gonna call you coach. And it's like there's so many kids that I say so many, it was only like 15 of us, but they still call me coach. Like I think Chandler's mother, I'm gonna draw a blank right now. Anytime she talks to me, she's like, coach, coach, coach. And I'm like, I wonder if she knows my real name. Like, you've always been coached, but it's a great feeling, though, man, like, to be able to touch these kids' lives and to be like, man, I was one of the first people to help them fall in love with football and to guide them down that road. And when you see those little guys making it big and it's such an impact to see, have their role model sitting here as a coach. Like, I'm talking to a U of A football player. I want to go to U of A. Like, what it does for them is just absolutely amazing. Do you see that impact when you're out there with them?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, after the games, like, some of the kids will, like, come around, ask you to sign a jersey or a little football, you know, and it's like, dang, like it's so cool how they look up to you and, like, how much of an impact you have. Like, it's really my first experience of that, like, impacting, like, other people's lives like that. Like, it's crazy. Like, you're just out here – I'm just out here playing football and, like, meanwhile, these kids are looking up to me. Yeah. Like, it's really cool.
You don't realize the effects you have on them because, like you said, you're playing football. You're in the moment. And to you, you're like, I'm just Dominic. Like, what's the big deal? Like, you know, why are you making such a big deal? But to those kids, it's like – wow, I'm able to touch somebody or see or be a part of somebody that I never would have thought possible. Because for me growing up, I would have lost my mind if I would have seen, you know, a Tar Heel football player at a camp. Like, I remember the first time I went to Chapel Hill in high school and they had like one of those camps and Mad Dog, which is the strength coach that was there. I remember seeing him and I was just like, oh my God. Like, I was starstruck. Like, I was starstruck by these guys and they're just like, dude, we're just football players. Like, no, you're not. You don't get it, man. You're bigger than that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, the impact you have on our lives, man. So, look, we're coming close to cutting this off, but I just wanted to really thank you for coming in, brother, and just talking to me, man. It's, like, great to catch up with you again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was awesome. It's been a while since I talked to you, you know, so.
I see you on social media and stuff, and I'm like, and even I'm just like, God, I want to reach out to him and be like, hey, man. So when I did it, I was like, hey, would you kind of be willing to come on? And you were like, yeah, cool. Yeah, I was yay.
No, yeah, definitely. I've been watching it for a while, and I've always, like, seen, I was like, dang, like, that's pretty cool. I didn't know you, like, everyone's getting a little podcast. I kind of like this one. I like the name. Like, it's got a good little ring to it. Have some cool people on here. I was like, you got something going on.
Man, you make me feel good. I'm still cool, even though I'm almost 50.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But I appreciate you coming on, brother. I appreciate it a lot, man. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to The Route. Don't forget to subscribe and connect with us on socials for exclusive updates. We'll see you next week.